Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A lot of us spent a portion of summer's closing weeks putting up and preserving that great Maryland produce, and now it's time to use it. A good tangy salsa is a great destination for, say, preserved tomatoes, peppers, and garlic. And what a better way to enjoy salsa than with a taco? And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, give us some tips on making homemade tacos.
Yeah, you know, it's a really complicated subject, I hate to say it. I mean, of course, you can run out and get the old El Paso kit and throw it together in minutes. But, you know, I think tacos and people's at least taste for them have evolved quite a bit. There is still the age-old fight whether you're going to use a flour tortilla or a corn tortilla. Mm-hmm. And that fight even occurs in my house. I am a fan of the flour tortilla, and my wife likes the corn tortilla. They're not hard to make at home. They require a small, simple piece of machinery called a tortilla press that you could buy, you know, online, easy. And the ingredients are simple. You know, it's usually flour, some sort of, for the flour tortilla, flour, lard, salt, a little bit of water, just mixed into a dough and rolled out and pressed, and then you just pan fry these. And I think if you really want to take your taco game to the highest level, you start making your own tortillas.
They are so good. And you're right. They're not hard at all to make.
No, just simple ingredients.
Yeah, it sure is. Now let's talk about some of the things that you can throw into a taco.
Yeah. I mean, I think what people are very familiar with would be pico de gallo. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everyone kind of, a lot of people call that salsa, you know, tomato salsa. It's not really. Pico de gallo is the sort of raw version of everything, you know, chopped tomatoes, chopped onions, chilies, garlic, cilantro, jalapeno. But when you take pretty much all of that and cook it and puree it, you get salsa rojo, which is, to me, orders of magnitude better than just using straight up pico de gallo. To make a good salsa rojo, it takes your taco to the next level, and it's a cool vehicle to add as much heat as you'd like, because you can make your salsa rojo as hot as you want. And it's a smooth thing. It's done in the blender. It's a great salsa.
I think what we're going to do, Jerry, is put these recipes on the website. Right. What else would you do?
The alternate salsa that a lot of people like is salsa verde, mm-hmm. the green salsa. And again, there is a raw version, but the cooked version to me is much better. I like to take tomatillos, onion, jalapenos, garlic, cut them up into large dice, and then roast them in the oven, 400-degree oven, and get them really soft and caramelizing on the edges. And then add in some fresh cilantro. And I think salsa verde is best when it's not super smooth. And so I like to just mash that up in a mortar and pestle. Mm-hmm. You can do it in the food processor, but just be careful not to overprocess it. I think it's better off just with some pulses rather than actually turning it on.
Right. So we don't want to puree this at all.
No, I like it a little chunky.
Okay. We are going to put all of these ideas on the website so people can try them at home. We just love tacos and we make them all the time. So this is really, really good info, Jerry. Thank you. Always. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.